You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla, and the Vancouver Whitecaps FC will be playing against Real Salt Lake this Saturday at BC Place, and they have been on fire at the start of the season. So we now are speaking to the man who is responsible for that, Vani Sartini, head coach of the Whitecaps on this season so far. Vani, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Now, as I mentioned, the team has had a really great start to the season. Vancouver has won two straight Major League Soccer games with 7 points from their first three matches. So the Whitecaps are off to their best MLS start since 2012. How are you feeling about this?
Well, really good. You know, we're playing very well. We've been really good in our performance. We knew that starting well was a key. It was an objective also this season. Last season and the season before, we didn't start very well, so we had to play catch up the entire year. And we know how much is important to make points immediately. And the fact that they arrived also with two games out of three played away, I would say it reinforced the joy of making this performance, because we all know how hard it is to make points outside of your home field in MLS.
Mm-hmm, certainly. And one thing I got to mention here is back in February, it became official that you officially coached 100 matches, now well over 100. So how are you feeling about reaching this milestone, and what have you learned along the way?
Yeah, it was a tremendous honor to get the 100 games. It was actually a very important game. It's a Champions League game against the Mexican team. And actually, I, to be honest, when I started, because when I got the job, I was only the interim coach because I was substituting a coach that was fired. I didn't expect to reach this 100 games, so I certainly learned a lot. I'm certainly a better coach than 2.5 years ago when I started being the head coach. I think I improved every aspect of my job, but I would say the most important thing is probably to, I don't know, even being more eager to learn more, to know more, to be a better coach every day, because that's the only way in a highly, I would say, competitive environment where we are to, I would say, stay at pace with all the changes and the development that happens in soccer.
And, you know, one of the biggest things, and I think this applies to all sports, is dealing with the pressure, especially we're in that high-pressure situation. How have you been in dealing with those situations, you know, just over the years?
Yeah, you know, it's, I would say, with, of course, up and down, and you always have the fact that the kind of pressure that you have, the internal pressure that you put on yourself, trying to, I would say, being the best possible, because you want to win every game, because you want to become the best coaches ever, and so on. And of course, there's also a little bit of pressure outside of the fans, the media, the players, all the actors there. So you need to be able to juggle the two things. I think that I'm very lucky to have a very good staff and a very good, I would say, team at the Whitecaps, that we all go in the same direction, that we are kind of, I would say, easing each other the pressure off, and trying to be focused on the task every day.
And, you know, from what I gather, from what I see in the videos, you know, when I see you talking to the players and everything, you give me a bit of a Ted Lasso vibe there, which is a very good thing. You're good at motivating the team, isn't it? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, you know, it's, I think, of course, the motivation part and the I don't think you can do this job, be a coach at every level, in every sport, without ever having empathy for your players. So what you need, the starting point for me is the fact that I care about the team, I care about the players, and you don't have to be afraid to show that you care. You don't have to be afraid to show that you what you believe in on. And I think that this probably translates to, I would say, a better sense of awareness for the player, for the staff, for everyone who's around the team. So it allows us to have even a reason more than just trying to win a game and trying to be a good team to perform well together.
Now, something that has really stood out, you know, kind of going into this season, is I noticed that 6 different players have scored at the start of the season. How good is it to just have that variety?
Yeah, it's very good. It means that we always say that the team is the leader, and it's all about how the team plays, and we don't have to be dependent from the magic or the genius or the skill of just single players. And the fact that in the first three games, we scored six goals and with six different players, and also six completely different goals, some from set play, some from counter-attack, some from a very good build-up. It means that the team is really working as a big unit and everyone is doing their job. I wanted to shout out all the players, but also all the staff, you know. I was suspended because I was getting a red card at the end of last year. So my assistant coach, Michael D'Agostino, had to lead the team during the game for these couple of games. And he did a fantastic job. So I want to give a shout out to him too.
Mm-hmm. And we look forward to seeing you soon back on the field as well. Now we've got obviously this upcoming game on Saturday. The Whitecaps are taking on Real Salt Lake. So what are you looking at in going into this game?
Well, you know, Salt Lake is, I call them a deceiving team in the sense that it looks like you're in control sometimes against them, but they're playing this kind of a sleepy way of soccer that way. Defend, they don't seem like they're dangerous. And then actually they have two players up top that in any moment they can score. So what I want to see is the development of the thing that they're doing now. So we always start from our solidity in our defense, so we need to concede as less as possible, because the way that we play our defense allows us to win the ball more and exploit the space that the other team leaves to us. So I would say that even though we have 7 points in three games, you don't have to think that we suddenly became the best team in the world, and humility and focusing on the process needs to be still on top of our list.
Now, what is exciting right now at this point in the season is Saturday is the first of four straight games at BC Place. So that means the Caps are going to be playing at home. So how important is it for us to go out there and support our Whitecaps?
Oh, it's critically important. You know, you could see in last games, in last year too, the important games when we had these our stadium packed, how was easier to go. I say it every time, beyond the obstacle. When things are not going, I would say, very well, maybe we can see the goal or something, we need the help of the fans. And luckily, this season, the fans responded so far fantastically. We had a record season ticket sale. We had 30,000 people for our first game against Charlotte. So, and now we have this homestand of four games, and some of those games are also, okay, the first one against Salt Lake is fantastic, but also even the next one, because they're we had the derby against Portland. We had the other Canadian rivalry against Toronto. So it's gonna be an exciting month for sure. And we need the fans to share the excitement with us.
Exactly. So be sure to grab your tickets. You don't want to miss out on this. Vani, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We just talked about how the Vancouver Whitecaps FC will be playing against Real Salt Lake this Saturday at BC Place. We just spoke to Vani Sartini, head coach of the Whitecaps, on how the season is going so far. So be sure to grab your tickets. This is the Morning Buzz on Spice Radio.